The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm joined by horticulturist and garden designer German Gavin. German, good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
We've been talking about gardens, famous gardens that you recommended to us, but today you're answering the questions.
Answering garden questions, because everybody is outside at the moment enjoying the fleeting sunny weather.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that is definitely a factor in many gardens is how dry it is.
It's very dry, and it's incredible how fast plants react to that. So our soil, depending on what your soil is like, some soil can take in water and retain it for a long time. Often we have problems with waterlogged soil, and that's been a real issue this year. But if you're on light free-draining soil, that will dry it very, very fast. And you might see, I was driving down my road yesterday and I saw willow trees beginning to go yellow, and even the birch that we have outside the house.
And that's, now I know they're parched, yeah?
They're parched, yeah. They're just quite simply parched. But nature takes, you know, they will be in the countryside too. Nature takes care of itself. So not much.
But does that mean
need.
That the willows might be finished? They won't recover this year. You'll have to wait till next year for them to get back.
Look,
there.
We'll have rain within hours, so certainly within days. And they'll be back. They'll be fine. Lawns are a perfect example.
Yeah.
You know, we can have parched lawns. Sometimes during some summers, they go absolutely yellow and threadbare. And people are devastated, go out and get all sorts of preparations and wastewater trying to green them up. And then a couple of showers of rain.
And they're back to full green. Okay. Please ask German about my roses. They're beautiful for only a day or two, and then the heads are all on the ground. What can I do to make them last? That's from Catherine.
There could be a number of different issues here. It could be environmental factors. Roses prefer a really cool and dry conditions. Hot, humid or windy weather can cause the blooms to open and fade away. Also, inconsistent watering. If you're giving them too little or too much, maybe the roses won't last flower. It could be lack of nutrients. Roses can, depending on the variety, they can be, you know, big blossoms, big heavy blossoms. And if the stems aren't strong enough, so if you haven't been feeding them with well-rotted manure or any of the feeds you can get in shops. Or it could be the age of flowers, you know, the first fresh blossoms tend to last longer than the subsequent ones. So feeding, just monitor how you garden. For me, always the less intervention really the is better.
Mm. But you some good do feed. Deadhead, I presume.
Oh, deadhead will encourage more and more and more.
I have mature Griselinia garden hedging that is dying in patches. The leaves start to discolour and droop, and then eventually leaving just little dead brittle branches. I've noticed plants on either side are also beginning to change. Any suggestions as to how to prevent further dieback?
So Griselinia is a New Zealand tree or shrub. We use it in this country, in some parts of this country, as hedging, although it does make a fairly nice tree. I've been have one in my garden that the developers put in, and I've been shaving the stem to give me a really lovely canopy up above, a bit like a lollipop. And the stem actually has great features, a really gnarled kind of wood. They can't grow it. This is one of the things that I really marvel about. We grow it so easily in this country. I've done a lot of gardening in parts of Britain in my time, and it would be fairly rare and unusual there. Okay. Last week I was down, I was talking to you from a cruise ship going around Ireland, and one of the gardens that we ended up on was Ilnacullen or Garnish Island, and the Griselinia there seeds itself. It's become a weed. It's quite incredible to see. So that's how common it is, how easy to grow. However, with a problem like this, it sounds to me it might be a type of fungus or root rot that exists in the soil, and it can cause the decay of roots. So in areas your soil might be too compact, and I would say maybe some good drainage here. If it is a fungus in the soil, you might want to get it. If it's a sustained problem, you might want to get the soil checked out by sending samples in to the maybe Department of Agriculture or the Botanic Gardens.
I have a mature cypress goldcrest topiary plant. It's well cared for, planted in soil. Some of the foliage has turned brown. Do you think it's pests or is it disease? That's from Aidan in Dublin 14.
So the big thing is it's a conifer, and conifers, once they go brown, you can't get them back. Can't recover them, unless it's something like yew, which will regenerate really beautifully. If they're growing brown gradually from the bottom up, then it's likely to be dryness of the roots. If the brown patches appear all over the tree at random, then aphids are the likely culprit, and you can spray with some insecticide that you get in the garden centre.
I planted hydrangeas in a flower bed in a semi-shaded spot in my garden. They don't seem to be taking off. What to do?
I'd say the semi-shade is equating with a dryness, so maybe it's not getting so much moisture there. And the hint is in the name with hydrangea, hydra. They
water.
Love water. And again, if you see them down Cork and Kerry at the moment in hedgerows, what's that village, Glenbey in County Kerry, they've done a brilliant job planting maybe a mile as you drive out along the Kerry, the ring of Kerry. Absolutely brilliant. So I would say plenty of water. They will like full sun, but plenty of water.
I have a large-ish red Acer in a large pot. I've kept it fed and watered. It's in the pot about 2 years. I was thinking it needs to be replanted into the garden. What is the best time to do it, and what aspect would be best?
So midwinter, I suppose, when the plant is completely dormant, they're relatively slow growing. They make magnificent specimens in pots. If it's a large pot, you can keep it for a long time, as long as you don't forget to water, especially at this time of the year, and you top dress and mulch on a regular basis. So transplanting, I would do it in the dormant season, in the middle of winter. The best place is a kind of dappled shady area, their edge of woodland. Kind of plants. But the most important thing for any of these oriental maples is that they're in a sheltered place. You don't want that new foliage being either in full sun, been burnt, or been torn to shreds by an exposure to wind.
Can you ask, Dermot, would you recommend a glasshouse or a polytunnel suitable for a very windy site? And would you recommend buying and therefore installing at this time of year?
Oh, I have the perfect recommendation for this, because I went to see one yesterday.
Okay.
There's a company called Geodesic Domes Ireland, and they make these incredible futuristic structures. The guy up in the Dublin Mountains, the guy, Seamus, who builds them, he was a general kind of building contractor, especially around the Sandy Mount area. He built his own house up in the mountains, very windy, very exposed. He wanted to have a greenhouse to grow tomatoes and whatever for long seasons. He was told by all the neighbours no greenhouse will survive here. So he built his own, and now he has a business building these amazing domes. Actually, I've written an article, I think, for next week in, though. That's why I went to see him yesterday. And if you really want something that will take the really harsh wind, it's one of these things. Otherwise, polytunnels, much cheaper and utilitarian thing, will do very well.
Blown away, though.
Occasionally can be, yeah.
Can you ask Dermot how to get rid of tree stumps? I have two or three that were cut down years ago, but starting to grow back again. They sprout a bit. Is there a way of killing them off altogether? I don't have the equipment to dig it out.
Okay, I'm going to talk about the advantages of them growing back, because do you remember that amazing sycamore that was cut down in Britain last year?
Shockingly.
It was made very famous. It was on the Roman wall there, and it was made famous by that Robin Hood, I think, Prince of Thieves movie. It was in this most brilliant kind of dip or valley, shockingly cut down. There's a couple of people going to trial because of that, but it started to grow back again. That's the amazing thing, because it was 150
years old. Sycamores
are
like a weed almost, aren't they?
They're like a weed. So if you do want to, I mean, as it dies away slowly, depending on what you have, it's going to feed the ground. If you can let it do that, if you can just cut away any of the foliage as it comes, because unless it photosynthesizes, it won't do. You can get poisons, you can get heavy brushwood killers, drill into the stump and pour that in, or you can get machinery. If there's access, your local tree surgeon will have machinery that can come in and bore it out.
Could Dermot recommend some hardy low-level plants for a shady northeast corner under tree cover? I'm sick of removing the weeds.
Periwinkle, something like that. Yeah. Vinca minor, variegata. Pachysandra terminalis, an American ground cover, has a very nice flower. Ajuga, any of those ground covers.
Do you like succulents for ground cover?
Yes, but they will generally want much sunnier place, and they're very handy for people often use them as ground cover on flat roofs, and to have a green roof.
I have olive trees that are around 12 years old. They're in pots, looking a bit sad this year, Any advice appreciated? That's from Anita. Because, I mean, the dry weather should suit the olive.
That should. That's the issue. They want to be in Greece. Imagine, maybe they don't with all the fires that are happening there at the moment. But they want to be in a sunny place with loads of great drainage. So I would say, if they're not looking good, maybe just check out the pot in the container. Make sure the drainage is good. They should be okay.
12 years, they might be pot-bound, would they?
They could be. Now, you know, in general, olive trees will respond really quite well to pots with the minimum of maintenance, but I will check that drainage.
This sounds a bit sore. How do you treat butt rot in a beech hedge?
I don't know. Bring it to a doctor or a vet. Butt rot. I haven't heard of that before, but if it's a rot, it'll be a fungal disease. So, it depends on if it's a soil-borne fungal disease, it might need a drenching from a fungicide.
I have two hanging baskets. How often should I water them? They're in a bright sunny area at the front of my house. Also, I do use an old wine bottle as a watering can, and I get funny looks as people think I'm giving my flowers a nice chardonnay.
At this time of the year, it can be twice a day, because it's any bit of wind going over the hanging baskets that's going to dry it out. You're lifting it up off the ground, bit windier up there, so maybe even twice a day. Handy way to dry them, to water them, though not an easy way, is to lift them down, dunk them in a bucket of water, a basin of water, especially grey water from, you know, the kitchen or something like that. Works very, very well.
Hi, Dermot. I planted a copper beech hedge back in March, and after an initial growth spurt, the hedge seems to have stagnated a bit. Is this normal? I'm slightly worried that I damaged some of the roots while clearing grass from around the soil. That's from Connor in Donegal.
You could have, but all new hedges in their first couple of years, all newly planted trees are going to be, they'll suffer a little bit in the first year. So mulching around the base, watering them well and mulching around the base is the most important thing. They're vying with each other for nutrients, for water, because we plant them really quite intensively. So look after them.
Give
in the
them
first
a hand.
Few years.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Dermot Gavin, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.